This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Data centers have been a controversial topic in Wisconsin, and now a company that wants to build one in Dane County is asking one municipality to annex land from another. QTS Data Centers had planned on putting one in the town of Vienna, near County Highway V, just west of the interstate. Their proposal would cost $3 billion and take up more than 600 acres of land. Residents there have pushed back, concerned about energy consumption, their electricity bills rising, and losing farmland. The State Journal reports Vienna's town board was supposed to have a public hearing about the project on Friday, but they canceled it. Now, it seems the company is trying to get the land for the data center annexed by the village of DeForest, so DeForest administrators would be the ones approving or shutting down the project. DeForest Village Administrator Bill Chang says QTS Data Center's staff reached out to the village to ask if they would be interested in annexing the property. That would mean the data center is in the same spot, but the land is technically part of DeForest instead of Vienna. Although Chang clarifies that nobody has filed official paperwork requesting that change. This is the latest development in Dane County, but there are data center projects all over the state and many are meeting opposition from residents. Microsoft was planning one for Caledonia in Racine County. Residents rallied against it. And just a few weeks ago, the company pulled their plans, saying they may still build a data center somewhere in Racine County, just not in that original spot. And in Janesville, city officials are considering data center proposals for the old GM plant. The lot has sat empty since 2018. Earlier this week, residents there protested the idea of a data center in their community. Plans for data centers in Beaver Dam and Port Washington are moving forward. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five-serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan, guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up two games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.